Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today I have a story about my first Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Avrama Lipsker. He was the Rosh Yeshiva, the head of the Yeshiva of Teferes Bechurim in Morristown, New Jersey. This was a yeshiva for students like me who came from a not-from background, and we're starting pretty much from the beginning to learn about Yiddishkeit and in the light of Chassidus and Chassidus Chabad in particular. So there's a concept called the skafia. The skafia means literally bending. And the idea is to bend our animal soul to serve Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs. And that's because our animal soul is like an animal and doesn't want to do Torah and mitzvahs. It wants to do what an animal wants to do, which is eat and drink and so forth and so on. And so therefore, it's very important. It's actually rooted in a pasuk in Torah itself. And that is the idea of bending our will, of our animal soul, to serve Hashem. And this story is about Rabbi Lipsker. He should be well and healthy. And goes as follows. Rabbi Lipsker had some allergies. And one time, he and his wife went to the allergy doctor for analysis, treatment, whatever. It sounds like it was maybe the first time he went to this particular doctor. And they're in the room with a doctor, and the doctor's asking questions. What kind of foods do you eat? What kind of foods do you like? What kind of foods do you not like? What happens when you eat the different foods? Different questions that a doctor would ask a person about allergies. He comes to the question, what is your favorite food? He said to Rabbi Lipsker, what's your favorite food? Now, Rabbi Lipsker did not really want to answer that question because a person whose whole life is about serving Hashem does not really want to say, oh, I have a favorite food. Like, in other words, this is something I really love. Well, wait a minute. Our love's supposed to be for Hashem, not for hot dogs or chocolate cake or vanilla striped cookies. So he kind of hesitates to ask the question. He kind of like, whatever, favorite food, what do you mean favorite food? His wife said to him, Avramo, this is a doctor. He's asking medical questions. He's trying to get to the root of your allergy problems. And you have to answer him. Tell him what's your favorite food. Okay, so Avramo Lipsker says, my favorite food is chocolate ice cream. Okay, doctor writes down, chocolate ice cream. Then the doctor says, and when was the last time you had chocolate ice cream? Avramo Lipsker says the answer, 15 years ago. So why did he not have chocolate ice cream for 15 years? It was his favorite food. Why didn't he, you know, enjoy it, at least on Shabbos, enjoy it? So the answer is because sometimes when a person realizes that they have a strong desire for a certain thing, the way to deal with it is to not do that thing. It could be something that's mutter, that's according to the Torah, it's permitted. It's permitted to eat chocolate ice cream. But when a person realizes that chocolate ice cream is something they like so much that it gets them off balance in terms of serving Hashem, that they get distracted, they get into the chocolate ice cream instead of remembering that their mission is to serve Hashem, even a little bit, that it really distracts them in such a way that it's not a good thing for them to do. Therefore, they don't have to do this. It's not something a person is required to do, but many chassidim would do this when they realize there's something that they have a particular physical desire for, that they will say, that's it, I'm not going to do it. If it's something which is a mitzvah, like, for example, a person has a very strong desire to eat matzah on Pesach, okay, obviously that's a good thing. But if a person has a desire for chocolate ice cream, Rabbi Lipsker felt, for him, that meant he shouldn't have chocolate ice cream. So for 15 years, and maybe it went on for another 30 years after that, I don't know. He didn't have chocolate ice cream. So I'm not saying here that everybody listening to this should pick out their favorite food and not have it anymore. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that it's important for us to realize that inside of us, we have a godly soul, and we have an animal soul. And the animal soul wants things that animals want. Now, the animal soul is actually a very important part of a person. If we didn't have an animal soul, we wouldn't eat. We wouldn't drink. We wouldn't do anything for our health because the godly soul only wants to do things for the godly soul. And it's the animal soul's job to make sure that the body is cared for the way it needs to be cared for. Proper sleep, proper eating, proper drinking, have families and so forth, all that. Animal soul has a part in that. But at the same time, we have to make sure that the godly soul is in charge of the animal soul, not the other way around. And if we feel that when it comes to a certain treat or a certain activity or something, that this is where the animal soul is ruling the godly soul, then it might be a good idea to limit that. Let's say, for example, a person really loves ketchup. They love ketchup on their hot dogs, and they usually put like 5 squirts of ketchup on. So they could say, well, let's see, maybe I'm a little bit out of control over here. Instead of 5 squirts of ketchup, maybe I'll have 3. And that's enough. Okay, I like my hot dog to taste good, so I want the ketchup on there. You know, it's not a mitzvah to eat bad tasting food. And for me, I have to have at least a few squirts. But does he have to have 5 squirts? No, you get by with 3, maybe even 2. So this is the way that we get our animal soul under control. That when we recognize that the animal soul is desiring a certain thing, we do a little bit less maybe. Control it. We train it. Because really deep down inside, the animal soul also wants to serve Hashem. It's just that its job is to be an animal. And so if we learn how to work with the animal soul, that is, that we're in charge of the animal soul, not the other way around, the animal soul can help us very much, and we have to use it in order to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs in the best way. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And one little extra PS is that when we involve ourselves in this kafia of controlling our animal soul, it has a huge effect. That is, it brings tremendous godliness into our world. And it speeds up very much the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. And please continue to learn extra Torah, to do extra mitzvahs, to do them beautifully, extra acts of goodness and kindness. Because all this not only is a good thing, but it helps also in the war that we are in presently right now. It helps very much for the soldier to be successful. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.